go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. I'm here today with the one and only Nate Bailey. Nate, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Steve. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here, man.
Well, I'm so glad you could make it. I think a lot of our folks, our followers, and a lot of the folks will be very, very excited to hear what you have to say on many different levels. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of what's your background and kind of what you're up to these days?
Yeah, you bet. Well, where do we start? I've been married for 20 years here, September. Three kids, 13, 11, and going on 9. Was in the military, was an officer in the Army National Guard, was deployed to Kuwait back in 2005, 2006. And now today, currently, I am a coach, a trainer. I speak and talk a lot about with entrepreneurs and business owners, especially on leadership inside of the business, inside of their life, their family, really all areas of life. I'm an extreme endurance, participant, I guess we'll say, athlete. I'm getting prepared to go out to Alaska to do a 135-mile run. I've done a number of other ultra distance running races. I've done some 52-hour SEALFIT Kokoro military style training programs. So I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess is what we're saying. What I do and what I love is to help others just really become championship leaders inside of their life, have a podcast, written some books. That's a little bit of the background on myself.
I gotta ask you is these 100-mile runs. I know I saw that you've completed 100 before and you're doing some others. Like what goes through your mind when you're going through that? And how do you just, how do you conquer that? You know, just the fear of even making it through. It's just such a long-term thing to me anyway, from the outside, it seems like an eternity. You know, how do you push yourself past what you should be capable of? Cause I mean, you're human just like the rest of us, but that's to me anyway, that's a superhuman accomplishment.
Yeah, it's a really interesting journey. And, I suppose there's many times throughout it where you kind of asking yourself that same question, like, what am I doing? Why am I out of here? But, you know, it's a powerful experience as well. You learn about yourself a lot through those races. You know, the 100 miler that I completed was just under 30 hours. It was like 29 hours. This 135-miler that I got coming up is, I believe we have 48 hours to finish. So it's going to be a long time. But like I say, you really get to know yourself. You really realize how much more you can do than we probably thought that we were capable of doing. And just the training that comes involved in that, right? The preparation that you have to put into hopefully have a chance of being successful. Cause you never know with ultra running. I mean, you could be the most fit, most in shape, most prepared person. And with ultra running, like no one's immune to just about anything happening, right? Your body goes through some different things when you go through a process like this. And so it's just, every time you kind of end and you say, tell yourself you're not going to do that again. And then I just keep coming back. So I don't know. There's something about it.
That's awesome. I'm sure you find in those races that, yeah, of course, I'm sure there's a competitive spirit that's kicking in saying, hey, I want to finish in this amount of time, or I want to finish in this top 10 or 20 or 30% or whatever that looks like. But I mean, I think your biggest enemy in those things would probably be yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for me, and I do believe for most, it's really just an individual competition. I mean, yes, there's runners out there that are at an elite level and they're concerned about, where they place or trying to win the race, but that's definitely not me. I'm there to finish and to, go as far as I possibly can and, And yeah, there's a huge battle in between your ears from time to time if you don't stay completely present in the moment.
That's awesome. I've seen a lot of, to me it just seems just unbelievable things, and it's just neat to watch watch as people progress too, especially seeing people prepare for races and all that. To me, that's from a tactical standpoint, that's the most interesting part to me. Not that I don't enjoy, people actually going through the process, but just seeing like how they get themselves ready and all the time that goes into it. And then, the tactical moves of how much rest with how much workout and how's the timing work and, making sure that your body's 100% recouped on the, on race day. And that, to me, that part's just fascinating of, just how much the human body is, capable of that we most of us never tap,
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a cool experience, but it didn't start with 100 miles. It started with one or two, and in the beginning, one or two was difficult. So, it's just like anyone could truly do you're crazy if you do, but not that you would need to or want to, but I truly believe that anyone's that has two legs and can run could take on 100 miler if they, desired. Like, we just, we can do so much more, and a lot of people, they struggle with that, right? So find ways to expand those limits and capacities for people is a big part of why I do what I do, is to help them to see a different perspective.
That's awesome. What tips would you give someone as far as kind of mindset / conquering fears goes? Like, say I was just wanted to get into even just say a half marathon or something like that. What are the, what are the tips you would tell me to get past? Let's just say during the race, let's say I did my prep work and I'm ready. But during the race, when you have those moments of, I can just quit, or I can just, how do you even, bite that off being such long races? Give me some tips that, you would tell me, or you would tell other folks when first starting down, we'll say anything extreme, kind of anything when you're trying to really push yourself past what you believe you're capable of.
Yeah. Well, I did write a book about this called The 100-Mile Mindset that talks all about that. And I have a free audiobook that people can get on my website, natebailey.org. So I would definitely check that out. But to answer your question more directly is, like I've already mentioned, right, staying present is huge, because oftentimes in when we're in difficult situations, especially an ultra race or even a half marathon or a marathon, right? The second that we take ourselves out of that present moment and just focused on the here and now, that next step, that next breath, that next minute, when we start thinking about how much time we got left, how many more miles we got left, and right, the longer the distance, the more trouble we'll get in, the further we go out into the future of thinking about, man, I got so much, I like 100 miles, right? I'm only 20 miles in, I still got 80 to go. Oh my gosh. Right. So the moment that you let your mind go to that place, it's dangerous, because once your mind gets there, that's where you see a lot of people quit. So the other option is, I've tried and get myself in this place of there is no option to quit. And, I've heard a few people argue and differ with that. But what I've found that works for me is I come into it and say, there is no option to quit. I think back when I was in the Army and when I went to boot camp, like the thought of quitting boot camp never crossed my mind. It wasn't an option. Even if I wanted to quit, I couldn't, they wouldn't let you. Right. Yeah. So it's kind of that same mentality of coming into this and being like, once you start a race, you're in the middle of nowhere. Like, where are you going to go? There's nowhere for you to go. Why would you just keep going? Even if you don't make it, because there's cutoffs, or sometimes you just get to a point where you can't keep going. Finishing the race is great, and getting the buckle, because they give these cool buckles if you finish a race. But it really is just the experience and the journey. And so, the result really doesn't matter. Like if you signed up for a half marathon, and for some reason you only got 10 miles and you didn't make it, well, that's 10 miles further than anyone else, than a lot of other people, right? And that's, it's a lot further along than you were before you started, right? So I looked at what the 100-mile race, I failed two attempts prior to that. But the first time because I missed the time cutoff on the first one, and I made it 100K, which is about 63 miles. And that's by far the furthest I had ever ran in my life. And so that, yet it was disappointing. It was still an accomplishment, right? So I was able to look at the positives of that. I was able to learn a lot from it too, and be like, and now take those lessons into the next experience. The second attempt was 76 miles. And really at that point, my body just kind of gave out on me. I was going super slow. I was trying in my head to get my body to move faster, it just wasn't happening. But I made it 76 miles, and that was an incredible experience. And yeah, I beat myself up a little bit because I didn't finish, but at the same time, having the perspective of, man, it was still a cool experience. I still pushed myself. I still learned a ton. And those two experiences allowed me to be successful on the third attempt. So I just kept moving forward and just didn't quit. I said I was going to go run 100 miles. And so I wasn't going to stop until I finished, whether that meant it was the first race or the third race, it didn't matter. So I would take that kind of a mindset into, just don't be so hard on yourself. Give everything you can, show up. The biggest, just to show up is way more than the majority. Like, you're in the 1% right there just by showing up, signing up and showing up for these types of events. So yeah, find something that's fun to you, right? You may not like running, so go find something. There's plenty of options for us, because it's so important to move and to compete physically, because that just, all of the things involved in that, outside of the obvious, like, you feel better, you're energized, you're more focused, you're more driven, you get yourself used to setting goals and attacking them and doing what's required. Like, all of those things carry over and make us a better father, husband, business person, leader in our community, you name it. Like, it just lifts all the other areas of our life when we take control of our body and we push ourselves physically in hard things. Like, I 100% believe that.
I'm a big believer in that. It's especially recently, it's you find out, like, how different you feel when you don't, like, whether whatever kind of workout it is that you're doing. But getting up, and for me, it's doing something first thing, and I am not a morning person. I despise mornings, if it was, yeah. But I have a morning routine I do, and I get up early just because I know I feel better throughout the day when I do. But as far as, like, some people say, oh, I'm not a morning person. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just try it, try it and put in the work. And for me, workout first thing in the morning and then get into my other routine. And it makes all the difference. I mean, when there's a time that if I miss it for something happens, or there was a time where, like, when I got COVID and there was a time when I can't, I just physically couldn't do much. It just compounded the feeling like crap. But then, boy, once you get in that routine, once you get that good sweat, there's just something about it. I don't know what it is, but there's something about a good sweat, whatever it is you're doing and pushing yourself, or sometimes I would imagine maybe the prep is just as beneficial as the actual, result and the things you gain from that.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, really, it's, have you ever heard of Dean Karnazzi?
Yeah.
Okay, Dean Karnazzi, for anyone that's listening, he's called the Ultra Marathon Man. He made ultra marathons cool, and its popularity has definitely grown in the years, and it's still kind of definitely a fringe sport. But he ran, like, so Dean Karnazzi ran 50 marathons, 50 states, 50 days. He's done some incredible stuff. He's ran all the ultra marathons. He's run all on every continent twice. He's carried the Olympic torch, just a cool dude. But when he finished the 50 marathons, 50 miles in 50 states, I remember reading his book about it, and he gets to the finish line of the very last one, the New York City Marathon, and the journey's done, right? Like, and it's time to go home. And he tells his wife, hey, you guys go on without me. I'm going to run back home. I'm going to run. He lives in California. I'm going to run home because the finish line's empty. Like, I asked him about that. And that's what he said. He's like, when you finish, like, just keep going, like, because there really isn't any finish line in this life. And it is, it's all about what you just said, the journey, the preparation. That's really what it's all about. Yes. The race is fun and it's exciting. And it's a time to put your prep to the test to see, you know, where you stack up. But at the same time, it's just another benchmark as well. So yeah, when you finish, you just keep going. And so I wanted to share that from Dean. He was on my podcast. I asked him that, and that was a, I love it because it's true.
That's awesome. I have to check that one out. One of your latest projects, which you know, in our being that it's kind of a tied to our industry, and I think a lot of our customers are really going to connect with, is they may not even have heard of it. I hadn't until I actually saw it on one of your posts, and it's called Surviving Man. You want to tell us a little bit about that, and kind of I'm curious just too, is of you know how you how did you get wrapped up in that? How did you decide that that was that was one of the next journeys you wanted to do, and then how did you get in?
Yeah, so Surviving Man is kind of a play on words because there's a former Navy SEAL. He was a SEAL Team 6 member for many years called his name is Don Mann. And so there was this, I had Don on my podcast about a year and a half or so, and then I got to know him a little bit, and we did a few like webinar trainings together. He's written a book called Inside U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6. Which is an incredible book. I would definitely check out. I listened to the audiobook, but it goes into his story and really kind of gives you a peek into what it was like as a SEAL Team 6 member. So I just got to know him, followed him, and all of a sudden on his Instagram, he shared a trailer, basically like a 37-second clip of this TV show, Don Mann. It was him doing all this cool stuff out at this training. Have you ever, I'm sure listeners and you probably have heard of Front Sight Training Center in Nevada, outside of Pahrump. It's one of the largest public training centers in the country. But anyways, you know, so he's doing like these high rope stuff. He's rappelling, he's shooting firearms, he's going through shoot houses. And it was a cool video. And I was like, oh man, this looks awesome. And he's like, hey, this TV show is coming out and there's going to be 32 contestants. So I just had the thought, I wonder if they're looking for contestants. And so I looked it up online and applied, and literally in like, within 2 weeks, I got an email saying, hey, you've been selected. I think there was 500 people that applied. And I was one of the 32 to get selected to come and compete in this show. So early May, we filmed 6 days in a row. And, you know, I can't give too many details on the results and what happened. But Randy Couture, the UFC six-time world champion, former UFC six-time world champion, was one of the co-hosts. So he was there every day, along with Don Mann. And we got to shoot a ton of cool weapons. Everything was a competition. Everything was scored. So there was a lot of pressure. We did a lot of physical stuff, as you could imagine, you know, with Don Mann, a former Navy SEAL. There was a ton of physical challenges and evolutions. We did some rappelling, some high rope stuff. And it was a competition. They filmed everything. So they're going to put, I believe they're putting 9 episodes together. And it's going to be some really cool weapon systems that I don't think too many people are familiar with. They're kind of new out in the industry now. So we got our hands on those and got to fire those and got to do some long range stuff and some short range stuff. And I mean, it was just a really cool experience out at Front Sight. And I can't wait to see the story they tell in these episodes, right? Because there's some unique personalities amongst 32 men and women, and a lot of people with different backgrounds and experiences, a lot of competitive shooters, you know, a lot of people with military background, law enforcement background. So it was awesome. And I think it's going to make great reality TV. And again, we had some incredible people as the co-host with Don Mann and Randy Couture. And so it was just a cool experience. And I just know it's going to make good TV because just everything we did was cool, you know?
I saw the trailer for it that they're putting out there, and it looked really cool. I mean, I will post that in the show notes too. So, everybody listening can take a look, and also, post up, the link where they can, I believe a link I followed that lets you sign up so you could, find out when it actually launched and, how to watch it and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I think the world premiere is June 26th. So yeah, there's like a VIP club that you can, which is probably what you're talking about, that you put your email in and they'll keep you posted on when the episodes will be coming out. But they're supposed to be coming out here, I think, you know, early July. So yeah, coming fast.
Awesome. That's exciting. That's definitely exciting. That adds a new element to it, because, you know, I was doing some research before I had John and then learning about the show a little bit, and I was like, oh, this will be neat. But then now you're adding in the whole endurance, both mental and physical endurance. If you're telling me it was all filmed over the course of 6 days, adds a whole new level to it, because you know, any of those things, evolutions, I'm sure each evolution in and of itself, it was probably tiring, and I'm sure unnerving, a lot of the lot of the shooting. Okay, new weapon, new target package, new rotation on that of what you're doing. And not only do you have to figure it out, but now I know the next thing's coming, and the next thing's coming, and the next thing's coming. So I would imagine that your past endurance races and stuff gave you some sort of advantage in mindset on that, because the average person, even like, you know, a lot of the SWAT guys that I know, you know, a lot of the ex-military that I know, some of that's in there, but not at that level, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, it definitely helped for sure. The previous experiences I had from a mindset and endurance piece definitely was to my advantage for sure. But, you know, I'm not a competitive shooter either. So there was a balance, right? Some people were really competitive shooters, but didn't have the other strengths and skill sets that I did. So, you know, that's what leveled the playing field a little bit.
But definitely need to see how that shakes out. It should be a lot of fun to watch. And I'm sure it's going to be one of those where the episodes are going to be over, and then we're all going to angry that there's not more, because it would be so awesome. You know, it's neat to see, because, you know, I mean, we don't see a lot of things in that are like, I won't say interesting, but like any like cool stuff in mainstream TV. Yeah. There's some cool stuff on the military channel of, you know, okay, this aircraft carrier, this sub, and those sorts of things, which are cool. There's some hunting shows, there's some shooting shows, competition, but there's nothing like this. This is going to be big, especially in our community, you know?
I agree. Yeah. Especially in our community, like you said. And it's going to be, you know, they have big plans for more seasons to come. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Looking forward to checking it out. Another thing I know you're really big on, and I'm definitely big on this too, and I've noticed, like, especially in recent life, it's made the biggest difference, is why do you think that, you know, who you surround yourself with makes so much of a difference, you know, your circle, if you will?
Well, I mean, you know, I say it's everything. I don't know if it's everything, but it's a lot, right? It definitely matters. You know, it's cliche, but they say, you know, show me the top five people that you hang around the most, and I'll show you, you know, your results, right? And there is a lot of truth to that. You know, you start to change your circles. You start to raise your level to the level of success of those people that you hang around with. And so when you start to seek out others that are living a life at a high level, an elite level, you either catch up or you get left behind. And, you know, for me, really, I've been on this journey of increasing that circle exponentially, I would say, for about the last last 6 years. And you know, I run some different cool events. One is a 24-hour event that I do with a now very good friend of mine, former Navy SEAL. The only reason that I was able to do that and create that relationship, because I was willing to put myself in SEAL Fit Kokoro. I was willing to show up at that event that was ran by retired and former Navy SEALs. One of them happened to be Coach Tree, who I didn't know at the time. Like, so, you know, putting myself in these circles, I built connections and relationships because I've been willing to invest in myself. I've been willing to go experience life and get out of my comfort zone. I've been willing to, you know, the podcast. The only reason I was on Surviving Man, honest to goodness, is the podcast. Because if it wasn't for the podcast, I wouldn't have really been following Don. I never would have reached out to him, and I never would have even known about the show. Kind of like what you said, right? You saw it because you saw a post from me. So the only reason I'm on that show is because I created this relationship through the podcast, and I've been going 3 years strong with the podcast called Championship Leadership. And, you know, it's sometimes you don't want to do it. Sometimes you wonder why you keep doing it, but I've just continued to do it, which has allowed me to have conversations with some really incredible people that have done some incredible things. You mentioned Dean Karnazzi being one, and now I've had him become a little bit of a friend as well. So the more you put yourself out there, the more you get uncomfortable, the less you worry about what other people think about you. And, you know, when you know people in high places, it's true. There's a big part of life that comes down to who you know. And that's just the way it is. And so connections and relationships, it may not be everything, but they matter a lot. Yeah.
Oh, definitely a big believer in that for sure. You know, the other thing I've noticed too is for me is the more I make myself uncomfortable and sometimes I even seek out things that make myself uncomfortable and I know they're going to not, or even for me, this podcast, you know, we're only a few episodes in now. And I'll tell you, episode one was the most unnerving thing I think I've done in my life. Or one of them anyway. I am, I'm a talker by nature. I love interacting with people, definitely a people person. Usually can't shut me up. However, sit me down in front of a computer with a microphone and tell me to talk for, you know, a half hour roughly about a topic. It was even on a topic that I've told the story 50 times, at least probably more than that. But anyway, just stretching yourself and some of the things, you know, doing something you don't want to do and keeping doing it, even though you're going to make excuses in your head, the end result, you know, the great quote I've heard is, and I believe it is that your dreams lie just on the other side of your fears. And if you can get past those, you know, you're headed in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Absolutely.
So what's next for Nate Bailey? What's your plan? Man. Where are you heading? I know you've got your coaching practice, but are there any plans of anything else now, post surviving man? Did it open up any things in your mind? Like, hey, maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that or.
I mean, I'm very focused on my business, my coaching business and helping people. Just, I really love impacting people. And so the opportunity with the TV show is just another way for me to potentially get in front of more people. Right. And so I'm interested to see how that works. I mean, no matter what, it was just an incredible experience and I'll always have that. And, it met some incredible people. But you know, I would love to see my audience expand and grow because of the show as well, which just again allows me to help impact more people. I definitely took some great things from that experience that I'll use and take and as I move forward and continue to grow and expand inside of who I am as a coach and a leader inside of my business and inside of my life. I have the 135 mile race that I told you about that's coming up on the 20th. So 10 days from now in Alaska, and I'm raising some money for an incredible organization called All Secure Foundation, which is founded by former Delta Force member for 20 plus years, Tom Satterley, and his wife, Jen. And 100% of the money that goes to All Secure Foundation goes right to the special operators that have come back home, PTSD, and trying to get back into society. And Tom was actually part of the Battle of Mogadishu, you know, the movie Black Hawk Down. He was in the battle. He also was one of the men, soldiers to capture Saddam Hussein and amongst, you know, a list of other accomplishments. But just incredible man. And his wife is an incredible woman, incredible organization. So along with that run, I'm trying to raise some money to help All Secure Foundation.
Awesome. Yeah. Make sure we get that link and we'll put it out there for everybody, everybody to be able to get to and take a look at. And that sounds like a great foundation. And it sounds like it's stuff that's, you know, definitely right up our alley, you know, from both the podcast sense and the, you know, and Sheepdog too. But one thing I usually do always on closing when I have guests on is I always ask them to give our listeners just one or a small group of tips to up their productivity. If they're going to do one thing different to try to get more done tomorrow or next week or next month, what's the best advice you can give?
This is what I usually would tell people and, you know, become a person of your word. So, and first and foremost, like become a person of your word to yourself, because I talk about this thing called the integrity bank, where every day that you follow through on the things that you said that you would do, it's like putting deposits into your bank account, right? And for too long, a lot of us have continued to take withdrawals from this account because we continue to break our word to ourselves first and foremost and others as well. So when you can become a person, when you tell somebody that you are going to do something, they just know it's done. Like they already know it's going to happen. That's powerful, right? And a lot of times, you know, depending on how impeccable we are with our word or not, you tell somebody that you're going to do something, and inside of their head, they're just kind of, they might be shaking their head, yeah, great. But really inside of their head, they're like, there's no way you're going to do that because of who you showed up to be for years and years previous to that, right? So if you tell yourself you're going to get up at 5 a.m., get up. Don't hit the snooze, because when every morning that you don't do that, or you say you're going to work out and then you just put it off to the next day, you are starting your day breaking your word to yourself. And that just overflows into everything else. So when we become people of our words, it doesn't mean that you're perfect, because there's going to be days when you're going to have to make a withdrawal from your account. That's why we make the deposits every day, so that there's actually funds in the Integrity Bank account to make that small withdrawal. So that's a concept that I have, and say, you know, start small, commit to one small promise today or tomorrow and do it. And then see the power in that and see the momentum that you'll build, and just continue to make those little deposits every single day. And the goal is to make a gap in between the day we had to make withdrawal and the next withdrawal that we have to make, right? So that there's this big balance that gets made up over time by being your word.
So key, especially today. I mean, and maybe it's just my, maybe I'm just tainted, but it just really seems like today, just as a society, it's, that's not the norm anymore. You know, it's not the, it doesn't seem like the olden days when, you know, if somebody said something, most of the time they did it. Now I think it skews the other way, where people are either just trying to be, whether it be just politically correct or everybody's friend and, or everybody, you know, whatever it is, just to appease people and avoid the situation, instead of, you know, taking a stand and just being who they are and, you know, letting the cards fall there. Fall where they may. You know, I always tell people I'm an acquired taste, and I'm not for everybody, and that's okay, because yeah, that's not what I'm trying to be. And the thing that I find is that the more I push, just naturally push the people away that aren't for me, or, you know, don't connect with me or whatever, the more the people that do connect get pulled closer. So it's just a really interesting concept that goes right along with what you said.
Yeah. Which also, like, if you want to find a way to separate yourself from everyone else, it's really simple. Just like, because of your, to your point, be a person of your word, because no one else is doing it. Like, it's just simple, cheap, free ways. Doesn't cost any money to be a person of your word. Like, and see how fast your life shifts if you just become impeccable with your word.
I am not going to be able to top that one. We will leave it right there. And just thanks so much for being with me today, Nate. You dropped some great gold. I'm going to go back to listen to this one myself and write a few things down, because I found it very, very empowering. And I'm sure all of our listeners will too. Definitely love to have you back on, you know, after the surviving man is out, because I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of cool stuff I want to ask you about. And
that would be fun to do.
Our people want to ask you about and whatnot. But you know, until then, we'll put all the links up and whatnot. If anybody out there wants to connect with Nate regarding coaching or anything else, we'll have all of his information up, as well as the surviving man information and also the information on that fundraiser he's got coming up for the 135-mile race. That'll all be in the show notes. So if anybody needs anything, just reach out. But thanks again, Nate. We certainly appreciated having you on. Appreciate taking the time. This is Steve Schaubacher with the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. Until next time, everybody stay safe out there.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.